Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
K8BZJ testing.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
Nothing hurts. Good evening. This is Matt. Every Sunday night. Your mom Sunday night. This might be every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this. The radio receiver. This night is open to all amateurs. When you check in, please put your name and call sign. I'll take check-ins in the following order. Take check-ins from mobile, portable, or short-time stations, then from any echolink stations, then from all other stations. If there are any mobile, portable, or short-time stations which need check-in, please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, mobile.
ASB, any other station? Any other mobile portable or short-time station? Alright, ASB, what do you have for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, WSAU, Matt. This is ASB, Dave, and I guess I'm a mobile station here. I'm sitting in the truck out here to stay out of the cold wind. But that's pretty much all I have for this evening. Back to the net at ASBE.
I was planning to go out. I was planning to spend some time finally cleaning up some lumber and stuff that my other project. I ended up sitting here watching videos of some guy that takes apart and repairs generators all day instead. Hopefully nice next weekend. So we're still warm, so I think we'll get that done next weekend. Hang on, are there any echoing stations for you on Sunday night? That's please come out.
This is W8EMV coming in via All-Star Link.
WATMV, are there any other echo link, or I guess we'll take All-Star 2 in the second station? Nothing good. I don't know if All-Star has the same issues as echo link has, or if the computer is in a lot of the processor or echo link has trouble getting in, so the RF stations usually don't wait long enough for the I don't know if that's a problem, but it probably does get away from the
India Sierra, John.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Romeo Charlie Stewart.
KDOAS, like the KDA was cut off. I kind of would like to, maybe try and run this one of these from my really analog HD, because this newer can with this CSD base seems to have a little bit longer turnover time, so maybe when you cut off with that radio or just have a longer time to we'll get started with WGMV and you'll be followed by OAS. What do you have for us, Ed?
Thanks, Matt. Well, I've been experimenting with a piece of Android software called DV Switch, which connects to All-Star Link sites amongst the multitude of things it does. There was a little tutorial that some folks at the Michigan State University Amateur Radio Club put together to show you how to set it up, which tipped me over the edge from this being useless software to usable software. So I've been experimenting with a number of the statewide nets that are All-Star Link connected to basically dial into them and see how it turns out, and had a couple of QSOs as a result with someone in Manistee and someone in on the South Lyon repeater. So generally good experimenting overall. Happy to forward along the Michigan State instructions. I circulated them, and someone had a comment that the All-Star Link codec is not a newer codec than the Echolink codec, but it does use more bandwidth and has less compression, and therefore should sound better overall than Echolink sounds. With that, back to net, this is WADMV.
That's an interesting thing with the documentation. That, a lot of amateurs in the US document it so well, and you sort of have to go through a kind of complicated tutorial to figure out how they work. That's sort of the problem that I ran into with DMR, is that not the greatest, I think, documentation about how different things work. Like, I'm considering working on taking the arrow there in the DMR net from using Michigan statewide card channel, using the first star group, to using the next star group, and that can be problems for people that have to configure their radios to have that new star group to them. We don't remember how to do that, or maybe like me, had a code project that they got from somewhere else, just change the call sign and put it in their radio, and I can use it in their radio. So that could be an interesting. That's my biggest hesitation to moving it. Also, I probably should talk to Arrow Board about both about moving it and about being advertised as moved, and possibly about making that a static stock group on the DMR repeater, so that people can listen to it without having to repeat every, 15 minutes. Anyhow, up next is KDA-OAS, and you'll be followed by SRC. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt. KDA-OAS. Yeah, Ed, your audio was excellent. Yeah, if you could forward all these instructions, it'll be beneficial to all the club members, so we can pass it on to the club list. The only thing to report, we have a club meeting this week, Thursday. Mule Belize will be speaking, as far as I know. And the repair group will also be meeting on this week on Tuesday. Hopefully finish up work on that Stromberg radio. I think that's it. That's you, Matt. KDHOIS.
What Mule is talking about?
that, Matt?
What, do you know what Jewel is talking about? And how's my audio? I can increase power if it's noisy.
You are noisy. I don't know the topic. I think it's something catchy, like everything you need to know in order to build a circuit, something along that line.
Okay, and that sounds like that might be a little bit complicated to come into a single cell too. Anyhow, up next is WSRC. This is WSRU with you on Sunday night. Go ahead, Stuart.
WSRU in the net, WSRC. Good evening, Matt, and everyone else. I've been heavily getting into broadcast band DXing over the last few months, which is why I haven't really been active too much on ham radio. But last week was a huge week as far as DXing goes on the AM side, which I'm not really as much into compared to FM. But I did manage to hear with just a portable radio with its internal antenna stations as far away as Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Colombia, which I thought was pretty cool. But I'm actually getting ready to see what I could possibly get on the FM side with Meteor Scatter here tonight and tomorrow morning from here in Dexter. And I've never experienced Meteor Scatter before, and I'm really excited to see what it's like. We're going to go over to a place in Manchester, and hopefully it has a little noise floor for me. It's got to be DXing on the FM band. Other than that, I'm going to be running the Washington County RPNet for those who might like to join me over the 145.15 repeater here shortly, and that also includes a simplex net after that on a 2 meter simplex frequency, so I'm really looking forward to that. With that, I'll turn it back to Matt. WSRC
Internet, WSRC. Yeah, it's very interesting on the DXing broadcast stations. I know I've mentioned this before, but soon before the analog comes out of the analog TV, I received a CBSU TV station late one night. I think it was like 2009 or so. Which actually was part of what got me to actually finally get an amateur license. That's when I started looking into it again and found out that they finally got rid of the code requirement, so I could actually get like a general or higher license without amateur DW, after receiving it, I thought, well, hey, maybe I can transmit too, and that was kind of what got me to finally get licensed after maybe like 20 years before that of kind of waiting out the code requirement. Anyhow, this is WSAU with you on Sunday night. Are there any additional stations we need to check in? Please call now.
Kilo, India 8, Echo Sierra. Name is Phil.
Pumping 8, India Sierra. Phil, go ahead, take it, sir, and then give me your call again.
Call here is Kilo India 8 Echo Sierra, KI8ES, over here in New Boston, Michigan on 20 watts. I'm not sure how well I'm making it into the machine.
Full quieting into the machine. You're making it just fine. Go ahead and take a turn.
I don't have much to add to the net. I just wanted to hop in there and say hello and check in. Name here is Phil. On a 20 watts or so into a vertical about 20 feet in the air. That's about it.
Yeah, it's the vertical that's really doing that. Probably not so much as 20 watts. I bet you would even be able to make it 5 watts from how we're doing it. 20 watts. Is there anyone else? You have something that you got to speak on up? Nothing hurts. We've got, looks like 6 seconds here. Time when we started a minute or two late, so depending on which clock I look at. So it looks like we've got about 14 minutes. Let's see. please check in. This is WSAU bringing in U of M Sunday night. This is closed. Thanks to everyone who checked in. Thanks to U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU, and I'll be curious why you're there for you now.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 37 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 35 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 34 degrees.